your way. Answer the question, Minister.
Counterclockwise, thanks to scoop.co.nz.
All right, it's time for Selwyn. Selwyn, are you there?
Yeah, okay, John. How are you?
I'm good. It's lovely to hear your voice again. We're going to be talking about Labour today and their options. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. And first off, right at the front, John, I should say to the BFM audience that I've moved on from Scoop. I publicly announced that on Monday. And speaking to Will here at BFM, the idea is to rotate once every 2 weeks. I'll be on, and the other alternative week, Lyndon Hood at Scoop will come in and do his piece. Lyndon's really cool. A lot of people will remember Lyndon, and in my view, Lyndon is a really special kind of thinker, and he certainly knows his stuff. Totally different style to me. And I've got a lot of respect for him. So people will hear Lyndon probably come on every second week, I think, from what the plan is. So I just wanted to note and underscore that. And now I'm kind of attaching my name to this fun kind of idea that I've kicked off called livenews.co.nz, John.
Yep.
And that's on the web now, but it's under development. And what it is, basically, is it really makes the most of the multimedia kind of technologies that are around now. There's items up there now that are video on demand, and what we'll be doing is pushing live kind of stuff as well. And for those that miss the live kind of interviews and live kind of discourse that's on it, both on all kind of issues, we'll be able to see it later when it automatically records as well and shows on demand. So it's kind of a new thing, and what we're looking around for is for people who are interested in this kind of thing, really pushing the web to its maximum. You know, drop me a line and see what, you know, their suggestions are, and we'll shape it to meet. So it'd be quite cool, I think.
And it's www.livenews.co.nz, is that right?
Yeah, that's the one. And people can, you know, sign in as a member if they like, and it just keeps them up to speed. And those who want to take part, you know, I'm really keen to hear what their thoughts are. And, yeah, once again, you know, it's not just going to be politics. It's all sorts of kind of thing. And it's a bit of a fun enterprise for me. I like kind of kicking off these new innovative projects. And after 10 years of the Scoop project, it's, you know, well and truly there in the media landscape. And it's time for me to hand over my kind of role in it to other people, and kind of looking forward to a bit of a change. And then in March, we'll kick off something pretty significantly and serious in a totally different kind of area. I'll be able to talk about that next year, but we'll go from there. But yeah, politics, John.
Yeah, so Labour's all a change at present.
Yeah, it is. You know, and I suppose the election result, it showed all of that. You know, National 48%, Labour 27%, Greens 11%, New Zealand First 7%, and all the other parties that are in the Parliament, you know, 1% to 2% in their band. But I think if we looked at Labour today, you know, that's where, you know, there's a lot of movement at the moment, obviously, inside the Parliament with the three Davids, David Cunliffe, David Parker and David Shearer, all saying, OK, we're contenders for this leadership role now. Phil Goff has indicated he's going to move on, and it's all on in the party, not just in the party that's in with the MPs in Parliament and the caucus, but right through the Labour movement in its membership. Now, I think some of these issues, you know, they will be looking at these kind of things. I think looking at it, it's Labour's problems, John, I think, are multi-layered.
Yeah.
In a word, I suppose it's too tribal for many in today's society. And by tribal, I mean kind of sectionalised, both inside and out. But significantly and really seriously, it does not seem to connect enough with the Generation X and Generation Y voters in particular that are coming through in any meaningful way. It must do that if it's going to be relevant, I think.
How do you think it could do that? I mean, with regard to each of these candidates for the job, how do you think they can sort of galvanise that vote, that youth vote that's so, you know, missing?
Well, I think it needs to actually be honest with itself as the first thing, and realise that, you know, there are some things that it needs to exclude before it starts to focus in on the rebuild. The exclusion, in my view, is the membership wing of the party and those in caucus to a large degree. They need to realise that those old fights of the 70s and 80s are no longer today's fights. Mm. I mean, there are still issues, you know, the battle for the rights of women is still true today, but the rabid kind of dog-eat-dog segregationist type of approach to feminism of the 70s and in the early part of the 80s, it turns a lot of people off. Mm. Likewise, there's still a need for representation of people throughout the workplace. But my gut is that any staunch kind of, you know, wear out brothers type of approach to unionism doesn't wash with the average modern New Zealander. Mm. And so there are changes in those ways. I think that while those in the caucus and in the membership continue to, you know, allow the old guard, if you like, to be holding on grim death to their little power blocks, and those people will know who I'm referring to here. Yeah. They need to have their hold released from influencing those selection processes. And that's the selection of the list positions for their MPs, and to take that old guard away from really dominating the candidacies so that it can have new people with new ideas that represent society, all walks of life in New Zealand. You know, that kind of selection process at the LEC level, when LEC means Labour Electorate Committee level, yeah, is so crucial. And those in the caucus can drive this, but they need to make sure that the membership base of the party apparatus, is in train with it there.
Yeah.
From there, I think Labour needs to front up to itself and accept, like we're hearing from the three Davids, but most significantly from David Shearer, yeah, that the list selections were simply wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, when you've got, and most people who have followed the politics would be astounded that the likes of Stuart Nash and Kelvin Davis did not make it back into this new parliament. Jacinda Ardern's there, and good for her. You know, she put up a good fight in North and Central. She's a powerful, new kind of Labourite. And you've got to embrace that. That's the kind of person they want. But to have a list that got rid of Stuart Nash and Kelvin Davis, there's major things wrong. And it's really, really encouraging to see David Shearer actually embracing that.
Did you see the it wasn't really a debate, it was more of a panel, if you like. The three of them kind of explained their various positions on Close Up last night. Did you catch that at all?
I didn't on Close Up, no. I was off to a thing in Auckland.
I've got to say, because I wanted to make, after watching it last night, I was very impressed with David Shearer. I like him. He came up to the show one time, very nice guy, and he said something really interesting, because they all said to him, well, look, David, you know, you're new. Mm. And the others have got experience. And David Shearer came back and he said, well, you know, John Key was new. And he said, but the difference between me and John Key is that when John Key went overseas, he was out there earning money, whereas I was saving lives. And you just thought, yes, this is the guy, this is him.
Yeah. David Shearer, for those who were not sure what you meant there, he's a former top administrator with the United Nations humanitarian efforts up in Lebanon, Afghanistan and in Iraq. Now, he wasn't just there as a paper shuffler. He was leading a team that was in there to try and actually make the lot of the actual people on the ground, the populations in those places, able to get through their lot when the countries were at war. Mm. Now, David Shearer was brought, you know, over to New Zealand basically when Helen Clark vacated her electorate in Mount Albert. And we know he's been a popular candidate there. We haven't seen a lot of him in the last 3 years, but it's that kind of skill and that kind of background, I think, that you've hit on, that's what the Labour Party needs, I think. You know, there's, you know, David Cunliffe's a very credible person and a very solid politician. So is David Parker, a very smart man. It's not taking anything away from there. But this election result, it showed people want something new from this party if they're ever going to gravitate back to it. Mm. But significantly, I think, and it'll be interesting to see what the BFM audience thinks about this, I think Labour needs to reconnect and accept that it needs to have a new generational shift, both within the party's caucus and within the party itself.
Yeah.
And from there, it can then connect to the new generation and really find out what policies it needs to do to make it a better place for those people. Mm-hmm. And I think at the end of the day, it needs to be less tribal and more inclusive in that way.
Yes.
If anything can be learnt from National's rise since 2002, it is that National became more of a club where it was working in tandem with all of its people as a team, not factionalised and not tribal in its gut like Labour has been. Labour can do it, and it's done it back in the late, the early 1980s with the rise of David Lange, and it did it again on social democratic principles with Helen Clark. But this is a new fight, and it needs to face up to that, I think.
There's also something that we spoke about off-air, and that was the sort of shallowness, if you like, of voting and the sort of, I don't know what you would call it, but, you know, in that... If you're a better looking candidate, if you look healthier, I mean, look at Barack Obama. I mean, he looks good, he looks powerful, he looks clever. He's just an impressive man. And I don't want to decry from David Cunliffe or David Parker, but last night you looked at David Shearer and you thought, you know what? He looks healthy. He looks like he works out. He looks like he's kind of clever. He looks like a nice guy. Not that the others don't, but he just kind of stood out as you know, looking the part, really.
I think, you know, it's not even trivialising it. It's a really important presentation. Mm. You know, if we're going along to a job interview or we're going along to something, you know, a big event, we make the effort, you know, we try to make it, you know, ourselves kind of presentable. And it's really important in leaders too. It's a signal of respect to its public, you know, a leader's public. But with David Shearer, I think the difference is that you've got someone who really knows what he is and what he stands for. He's in politics and he's new to it. He's certainly got a lot of experience outside of it, like John Key did. And we're not saying that, you know, this guy is a John Key. Like, you can see totally different backgrounds and experiences at top level out there in the real world that they both individually brought in. But, you know, if I was in that caucus, John, you know, I think at this stage I would say, David Shearer, you know, you're the guy, I think. And, you know, if I was in that caucus, I'd be really bold. And I would say, who's your running mate? And if he says, well, I'm still working on that, I'd say, you know, David Shearer, why don't you grab Jacinda Ardern? She's a face of the future. Mm. She represents all of those that have not come to Labour. And she can help you guys connect to that generation, those kind of ideals. And I'd say, put her in as your deputy, mate.
Can you imagine they won, Jacinda and David Shearer? We'd have... the best-looking Prime Minister and his deputy in the world.
It would be a line in the sand, and in some ways it would be a generational shift inside the party. We saw on the weekend that there was a generational shift in the voting. So, you know, it needs to match. Just before we go, John, I'm just looking, you know, the stuff.co.nz news site is running a poll. Yeah. Who should be Labour's new leader? Now, there's about 285 votes at the moment. David Shearer is a long way out in front. 56% are saying they want David Shearer. Only 8% are saying David Parker, and 19% are saying David Cunliffe. So Shearer's well out in front for those that are on the Stuff website and having a bit of a vote there. So there you go. You know, maybe we're onto something.
Well, here's an irony. I share a birthday with David Shearer. It's not the reason why I'm going. I share a birthday with him, and I read this book once, and it had every day of the year in it.
Sharing with Adolf Hitler or something?
No, nothing like that. He shares a birthday with my uncle. He's not a racist. Anyway, but so I'm reading this book. It's got all of the days of the year, and it kind of tells you what day of the work, day of the listener, day of this, and the birthday that I share with David Shearer, and maybe this is an omen for him, is the day of the winner. I don't know. I don't know how that applies to me, bit of a loser. Yeah. But let's hope that I like him, and I'm on Team Shearer. I'm sorry, I'm putting my cards on the table. I like him.
Yeah,
think he can do it.
We're all very, very entitled to our vote, and just standing from the outside, and I think, you know, that a lot of the policies that Labor campaigned for, obviously people who've heard my yarns over the last year and things, I think that they were in the country in the public's interest in many respects. Yeah. But, you know, the vote, people are saying, well, they wanted a different type of party and they wanted a different type of leadership, and really respect that outcome, I think. So there you go.
Fantastic. Well, look, Selwyn, so it'll be 2 weeks between now and our next... speech. The last one of the year, that one, I think. But well, look, Selwyn, again, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Always enjoy it. And we'll speak to you again in a couple of weeks.
Okay, mate.
Have a great day, mate. See you.
95 BFM proudly presents the return of the Dresden Dolls. Friday.